together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hello and welcome to Ass Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Frankie Z.
And with us in the studio, we've got Richard Jordan.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
All right.
All right.
Let's see. Everything.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Why is this not working?
What is this?
Not sure. There we go. No.
No?
Still not working.
No?
There we go.
Okay.
Don't mind me. Let's try that again, but let's do it good this time. Okay, ready?
All right. Mm.
You're listening to...
Art!
Star!
Scene!
Ever admitted it before.
On?
But my cousin is the...
Radio!
Radio!
Free!
Free!
Brooklyn!
All right, guys, I think we nailed it on the second time.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we got
it. Let's say it again. I am Face Girl.
And I am Frankie Z.
And with us in the studio is...
Richard.
Richard. That's it? Nothing else? If you're wondering where Face Boy is, he is at Lust, enjoying himself.
Oh, he is lusting.
Yeah, he's lusting, but it's not sexual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, check out Lust. I want to go today.
So it's metaphorical lust.
No, I guess you're not familiar with the event where everybody eats off people, like the human platters. It's an erotic event, but not sexual.
So it's all sushi?
It's not all sushi.
So you eat off a Face Boy?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, for extra. I don't think he's one of the platters. He's not one of the platters.
What?
He's like a manager of sorts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's his day job.
His night like, job.
How much can you make doing that?
Millions. No, I don't know.
Probably $30 an hour. That's the going rate.
Wow. That's the going rate, 30 an hour, you think?
Probably. All right. If you want to call in, 718-928-9732.
Yeah, call us.
One more time, just in case they weren't ready at home.
Yeah.
718-928-9732.
You guys are nerds.
You're a nerd. And you're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Ass?
Ass Radio, yeah. Donate. Go to Patreon. Figure it out. Donate.
Donate to the ass.
Download our ass.
Please
You're
donate.
Smart. You're smart people. Put our words in the in
you
the
are
app finders.
Beautiful people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I did it,
yeah,
guys.
You did
I nailed it.
It. Yeah,
I did.
You nailed
I nailed
it.
The read on air. Go to Diva Night if it's still happening. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, because you know
this is not done. Son, we don't play the whole song here. We just play some of it.
Oh yeah.
You already played too much.
I know.
You I was way over it.
Much. I know. I like playing the whole song. I'm into it. I do it on my show all the time.
Today what album played, is that?
I don't know.
The same. You play the same song?
It seems... It's implying that it's off Sgt. Pepper's, but I know that's not true.
Do you think it's off Sgt.
No,
Pepper's?
It can't be.
No.
I don't think it is either.
No, it can't
that's
be.
That's just a guess. I have no idea.
Is it
if
Revolver?
It was, I would know it.
Isn't it
might be, because I don't know Revolver that well. Wow. I don't know. Do you want me to Google search?
<It's not. laughs>
No.
No.
It doesn't matter. No
it
one
doesn't
cares.
Matter.
No one cares.
We have the internet,
no one
everyone.
Cares.
Let's talk about things people want.
Well, what do people want?
Well, I don't know.
What? They want love?
What do you want?
They should call and tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So call 718-928-9732. Tell us what you want. And until then, we'll be silent.
What you really, really want?
We won't say a word until you call
it. We mentioned that. Or how did that come back up?
Because... It just does.
Spice Girls keeps coming back up.
Dude, they're scary.
I think you're putting out a Spice Girl vibe. Frank.
I am.
You are.
Yeah. I love Wannabe.
Yeah.
If you are my future.
They say.
Don't get my past.
If you want to get. All right. They say.
She basically said, if you want to be with me, just like, don't mind me being a slut.
Your precious
That's what
time.
You think the lyrics are, but that's
we'll
not what it means.
Act together, sure, we could be just fine. So I'll tell you what I want.
What I really, really want.
Say, tell me what you want. What you really, really want.
I wanna
really, really, really want. Zig, zig, ah.
Do you know what zig, zig, ah means?
Nothing.
No.
No, it really does.
Eat pizza.
What does it mean?
So there was a
while dancing.
There was a band that recorded in that studio that they hated because they were dicks to them.
Yeah.
And so it meant you really, really, really want to fuck a fuck off.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Look
the
it up.
Fuck?
Yeah. They meant to say fuck a fuck off.
And then why did they go zig zig ah?
Because the radio.
Because of the radio.
It's fucking like, fuck off?
Like, yeah. And it's like, ah, freak out. You know, freak out was fuck off.
Ah, fuck off. Say chic.
So chic.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Why is fuck such a bad word?
I don't know. What about fuck you?
Yeah, can we figure that one out?
I'm a man with the girl I love.
I have
I'm
a funny
like,
story about that.
Fuck you.
I was at Whole Foods because I'm rich.
Obviously, you didn't say Trader Joe's. He's making the big bucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So I was at Whole Foods. And
things have changed. This shirt is iron today.
Ooh, fancy.
It's not, but they don't know at home.
They, have no
they don't
idea.
Know.
They can't
they
see
don't
it.
Know.
You can't see. Just believe with your ears. Yeah. So the Whole Foods.
Believe with your ears.
When that song was big. And they had the unedited version come on. And it was great because everyone was like, whoa. And then like, you just saw management, all management just like scramble. And then 20 seconds later, the song was off. And like everyone was laughing. And it's like New York. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well,
we're like fuck, fuckity fuck. And we see a kid next to us and we're like, and fuck you too, little child. grow up fast.
And then the kid goes, fuck you.
It's like the Simpsons.
Wait,
like, oh, my freaking ears.
What song was on? Fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay. And like the radio version is, forget you. That's the stupidest. They could have done something.
Shut up, you mother lover.
One of my favorite censorings of all time is a Happy Gilmore on ABC. Mm. The line is, a guy like that could draw a lot of attention. And Chris McDonald says, so is a guy with an arm growing out of his ass. But they say, So is a guy with an arm going out of his face.
That's stupid.
Yeah. But some people have ass faces.
Why not anus? Why not anus? Why can't they say anus?
Also, Adam Sandler movie.
Are you not an Adam Sandler?
You don't like Adam Gilmore?
No. Well,
are you not an Adam Sandler?
I was when I was 15.
I can understand.
Oh.
I grew out of it.
I still like Wedding Singer.
Oh, Judgy McJudgy fan.
Well, so what? I can
bang the gavel. Bang the gavel.
Well, and I loved when those Sony emails came out and they were basically like, oh no, we have to make another Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Remember the leaks of the Sony emails?
Wait, that really was one of the things?
Yeah, that's
stop
one of the
it.
Said.
Why did I not know that?
Because you don't read.
You're not educated.
How dare you? I totally have pictures of Jennifer Lawrence's boobs.
Well,
I read those nipples. No, I don't. I do.
I mean,
I
like boobs, but there's so many.
Go on.
There's so many pictures of boobs on the internet. And video. I don't know if you've seen it for free. I don't know why we even care about celebrities' boobs anymore.
I'm not sure. Can you send me a link to maybe what you're talking about?
Yeah. I'll send you a few.
It's gotten so homogenized you can't even tell the difference anymore.
What? Between a boob?
No, between the celebrities' pictures. Like Aubrey Plaza. Like you can't even tell. If they didn't tell you that was Aubrey Plaza, you wouldn't even know it was her.
I don't even know who Aubrey Plaza is.
You don't know who Aubrey Plaza is.
So then you wouldn't know.
I definitely wouldn't. And I wouldn't care. Who gives a fuck? Celebrities are overpaid assholes. we need to stop giving a fuck about celebrities. We really do.
But then they wouldn't be celebrities.
Yeah, they still would be celebrities.
No, they wouldn't. If we stopped caring, they wouldn't be celebrities.
No, because you would see them.
It's like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, you're in that movie. You know, like,
it's like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be celebrities. They would just be people in movies.
But we're all just
like, you could be a working actor and not be a celebrity.
There's plenty of those. Yeah. There's plenty of celebrities that you don't care about their boobs.
Oh, like name one.
Yeah, like Barbara Streisand.
I would look at her boobs.
Played Barbara earlier.
Yeah.
Do you care about
her
boobs?
That's a second synchronicity. Yeah. That's crazy.
Should I write these down for
you?
Yes,
you should be.
What was the first one?
The first one was Spice Girls. Now we got the Barbara. I can't even believe this.
So we're going to make a playlist.
We are in New York.
Yes.
All.
Yeah. But what were you saying about Barbara? I would want to see Barbara Streisand.
Her boobs?
Actually.
Would you masturbate to that?
No, but I can't masturbate to anyone's
boobs. Now, hold on. Barbara's early Barbara
Unless you
Streisand.
Cut them off their face. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally fucking going dark.
Was that your Shannon O'Neill statement?
Is that a Shannon O'Neill
thing? Yeah, she would totally say something like that.
Just to be funny?
Yeah.
I guess.
All right, that's self-referential.
Get in my van.
That's her.
So, like, early Barbra Streisand.
Yeah.
Early Barbra Streisand. All right. Come on. I think people would probably have tried to find a picture of early Barbra Streisand.
I don't think anyone listening knows who she is, because they're on the internet.
What about Elvira?
Oh.
You ever see Elvira?
Well, that's all. It's all about her boobs.
No, but before she got the implants.
No.
That's when she did the nude scene.
What?
Mm. Yeah. Elvira's got a nude scene in a movie, but before she had the implants.
Now, before I look up strictly Elvira's nude scene, can you tell me if Barbra Streisand has a nude scene?
Yeah.
I'm still going to look up Elvira.
Barbra Streisand did a movie called Owl and the Pussycat, which she played a prostitute, but I don't believe she did a nude scene, but it was very risque.
You're perfect for this. You've got all the information.
He's making it up.
That's what happens when you grow up in a video store with a porno uncle.
Yeah. Tell him about your porno uncle.
So my porno uncle, he had two porn shops that I worked for.
Ooh.
Not one, but two.
Two. One of them had a children's section with a children's slide in it. No lie.
Wait, no, stop it.
Yeah, no, for
your
real.
Porno fucking uncle had a children's slide?
Yeah.
But not, that makes but not me feel children, weird. Not child porn.
Okay, no, not child porn.
That's good.
So, the front of the store was a front, so that way people could walk in and not realize it was a porn shop. So, there'd be, VHSs of,
was
like,
it like...
I know in my cool bones that then? I played on that.
What's up?
Was it not cool back then to have a porn shop?
No, it's not that. It says that he was trying to cater...
I think there's a rules thing, though.
Yeah.
You have to have a certain percentage of non-porn in a porn shop.
It's like, you ever notice the Museum of Sex, how they sort of camouflage everything? They don't camouflage it, but they make it...
No, they had bedazzled dildos. But
they make
it translucent.
They make all those photos translucent, though.
What do you mean?
You can only see the photos when you look up close. If you're from far away, you can't see them.
Where?
At the Museum of Sex.
When you go to the museum?
Yeah, when you walk on the side of the Museum of Sex.
Wait, when you're walking outside or when you're in it?
When you're walking outside, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but there's nothing but naked photos of Asian geishas.
Oh, right now.
Yeah,
because that's
now.
What they have as their
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it. I mean, they used to have bejeweled dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Strap on.
But if you look, you can only see it if you're about 2 feet away. If you move any farther back than 2 feet, you can't see it.
Yeah. We don't want the kids to see it.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
We don't want the kids to start
thinking about sex. Yeah, but who's more likely to peek in a window like that? A kid.
Exactly.
They won't know what they're seeing.
Yeah, no. They won't know it's a geisha.
Last time I went,
they don't even know what a geisha is.
At the bouncy boobs. Like they had
I wanted
bounce.
To go on that.
It was fucking stupid.
How long ago was that?
The best part, it was like 2 years. The best part about it was there was a lady selling like a huge Jello shot.
Yeah.
It was $7, but it was like a full drink's worth, and it was in a boob. And I was like, all right, this is worth it.
Yeah.
but the whole bouncy boob is it wasn't even properly inflated.
Yeah.
I'm like, if anywhere a boob should be inflated, it's here. You know what I mean? Come on.
Maybe it got banged around too much. So wait, was it really jello? A big old titted jello?
Yeah, it was great. I'm sure you can bite the mold.
Did they give it? How did you eat it?
Yeah.
With my hand. It's like a half a tit.
It jello in your hand or is it in a container?
It was jello in my hand.
Okay.
So It was the nipple and a couple inches.
So they didn't give you the container?
They didn't give me the container it was made in.
That's so weird. So you just have a handful of Jell-O shot?
A handful of Jell-O?
An animal?
I think they gave it to me on a plate.
Animal?
Little pig.
Little tit
pig.
Plate?
Eat that tit in your mouth like an animal.
You don't put that in your hand. You put that titty in your hand, you eat it up.
I love doing that.
I'm going to put the titty on a plate. I prefer plate titties over
plate
hand
titties.
Titties.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
plate isn't that titties. Pilates?
I don't know. Plate titties.
Yes. Plate titties.
Plate titties. They do have plate titties. Whoa!
Yeah. Mind explosion.
Yeah, it's like for what bachelorette parties, which have to stop, please. I mean,
why?
Because they're fucking stupid.
Bachelorette?
Bachelorette parties.
Okay. Just bachelorette.
Just bachelorette.
Bachelor parties too. Both of them need to stop. But the bachelor parties are just guys being douchebags. Bachelorette parties, it's a whole nother fucking level.
It's girls.
They get it's girls acting like guys.
Basically. Say what it is. Yeah. Say what really
girls
bothers you.
Like
yeah, that's right.
Guys.
Yeah, how does it fucking feel to admit it? Go on.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Listen, most people are douchebags, all right? So it's not a girl guy thing. It's a culture thing.
But it just only when girls
most people,
do it.
I don't like when guys do it either. I mean, the last bachelor party I was at was fucking retarded.
I was that
Everyone
one
was stupid. It wasn't any of my friends. It was like a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
But it was like they went to the titty club and like they all got drunk too soon. Yeah. And like it's just they like they all came in their pants.
When was the last bachelor party you went to?
Well, girls only.
Exactly. So you don't even know. You don't even know.
Nobody's been around.
You don't even know. You're on the outside. You don't know.
There's all those.
They're terrible. I've never been to one. I don't think I've ever been to one. What?
There's all those CFNM videos that are all those bachelorette parties. There's tons of them.
What is CFNM?
Clothed female nude male.
Huh?
What?
Clothed female nude male.
Pass.
And what happens? Blowjobs or sex?
No, they basically just take advantage of guys and treat them like trash.
I think I watched that for like a minute. Like it just came up in a search.
Yeah, totally.
For class.
Yeah.
At the library.
Homework assignment.
Yeah, a homework assignment.
You know there's this, they do this thing called B-girls, which is B-girls.
There's
is like
boys too.
They do?
It's like some dance thing.
No, it's like they invite these guys over and they're all a bunch of MILFs. Mm. And then like one of them takes a guy to the side and all the other ones watch.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Hold
up. All the boys watch one MILF and a dude?
No, all the older women.
Watch one MILF and a dude?
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Like go at it? Or?
Yeah. But it's supposed to be like the
thing. Girls watching?
But it's supposed to be like the sort of taboo thing where like the guy didn't even know he was coming over there for that. They sort of like trick him.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many
sure
times have I been to
that
party and not known?
Well, because what it is what, like, okay, so one of them was like in an office, right?
I've been to offices.
Yeah, one of them was in this office. So they bring this guy into this office and then they take him into another office room. And then the other women like slowly walk into the other office room.
Do you believe it? Do you believe like that they're actually
related?
Unknown?
I'm just kidding.
No. What?
Mom? Why are you acting so strange?
Are you on Adderall again?
Does anybody know that really fucked up Japanese game show that may or may not even exist and it may or may not even be Japanese?
Every fucking Japanese game show is fucked
up. No, this is like beyond that. It's only found on porn sites.
I thought about it based on what you just said.
Do you want to guess what it is? Yeah,
you're talking about
you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What's it called?
Do you know what it is?
It's called guess the member.
Guess what?
Well, I don't want to say the middle word. I'll just come out
just
and say it.
Say it at this point.
Guess the family member.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put people behind a screen. And then they're nude. And then they tell a family member to have sex with A, B, C, D, or E, or whatever the fuck. And then fucking, they usually trick them on purpose. This has to be staged.
I don't know.
Probably.
This has to be staged.
Like, you think it's not real at all?
If this shit is real, how is it not illegal?
I mean, I don't think it's real at all.
It's Japan. Like,
do they have different laws in Japan?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And then here's the thing about
they have
like,
to have incest laws, don't they?
Well, listen. Here's the thing I've noticed about like different cultures as I travel. You know, like the more repressed a culture, the more perverse they are. Like the more repressed, like in
but
actual,
China's repressed, not Japan.
No, but in regular society.
Okay.
Yeah, but also like they're repressed in society. They're not repressed, but like they're like very polite. But also they're empowered.
Yeah.
There's a lot less of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they can be buck wild. You know, like, but no, China's a whole nother story. Like,
now my question
they're also communists. Like,
the
Japanese aren't communists.
Yeah, that's true. You know, my question is, I've been wondering this recently, because I've been hearing a lot of stand-up comics tell incest porn jokes.
Mm.
And even on Rick and Morty, there was an incest porn joke, right? Mm-hmm. When they threw him into the Morty committed suicide during the Citadel episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to wonder, why is it mainstream now? What's going on?
There less and less is
Game
shocking.
Of Thrones.
You think it's Game of Thrones?
I mean, I don't know if Game of Thrones sensed that there was a need that they're like, and they filled it, or if they're causing a curiosity that didn't exist before.
I think there's just more and more like less and less is shocking, and that's still something that's a little.
So
shocking.
They're trying to they're constantly trying to find a new shocking thing. Well, then what the fuck is next?
Dog porn?
No. As a trend, it's illegal.
Yeah, of course. For now.
Well, I know.
Did they fuck dragons?
Dragons don't actually exist.
exactly. in Game of Thrones? Did they fuck dragons?
That's a good question.
Because if they did, then that's the next trend.
I don't know. I think they're too big to fuck.
Really?
That's what I thought.
I don't think a dragon could be too big to fuck.
Maybe a tiny dragon.
Fuck a little dragon.
Fuck a little dragon.
A little dragon lives by the sea.
Fucks on your knee.
Fuck a little dragon down by the sea. Catch him by his back hoof so he won't fly away from me. Little Johnny Papers likes fucking dragons.
Are you in the Game of Thrones fucker?
No.
Are you a Game of Thrones fucker?
No, I fucking hate Game of Thrones.
That's it.
I think it's
That's
boring.
The name right there. Write that down.
I think it's boring. You know, you know what show I like better? Vikings.
Vikings?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a better Game of Thrones.
Sounds like the poor man's Game of Thrones.
Kind of. Except like,
it sounds like black metal Game of Thrones.
Well, it's except like it's based on fact, and there's no fucking dragons, and like they all have like similar accents. Like the acting in fucking Game of Thrones is horrible. It's fucking atrocious. All their accents are all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, who's from where?
Exactly.
I'm like, are you British? Are you New Zealand? Are you American? Or it's just like a fucking cabaret.
What are you talking about?
It's just like
one of them's Japanese.
Exactly. It's like a cabaret. It's like a cabaret of just fucking like fantasy.
Even in
I've
a Nintendo,
come to collect you.
Even in
Let's
a Nintendo
go.
Game, it wouldn't be like that.
What's that?
Even in a Nintendo fantasy game, it wouldn't be that.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. It's all
pick a world.
Pick a world. Thank
all
you.
All the way back to Dumbledore.
Yeah, I mean,
Each is it. The diamonds.
And fucking George R. Martin.
Royce Care.
If anyone's an incest, it's probably him.
Wowzers.
Have you seen him?
No.
Can we pull up a picture of what he looks like?
Yeah, you guys, for the viewers
can,
at home.
You can tell if a guy's like, you can get him, read him, you know?
Yeah, he looks like he fucking loves his sister.
What's his name?
George R. Martin.
We looked up J.D. Salinger the other day.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty creepy.
He's old.
I guess so.
Come on. Give him a break. He's fucking old.
Give him a break.
He's not too much of a break.
Internet's fucked.
It might kill him.
Give him a break.
Yeah.
J.D. Salinger?
He was so controversial.
Did he just die or no? Is he still alive?
Wait, did he just die recently?
I don't know. Everyone just died.
Yeah, speaking of, do you want to, I don't know if I get internet enough to read any of these.
Okay.
Maybe you get cell phone service.
Is it not working? I couldn't get it to work.
No, you don't get anything back here. This place is terrible. And I left it open and it's gone.
Okay, well, we can do our own thing with this. Okay.
Damn it. Oh, wait, no, I found it. Okay.
You got it?
Woo!
Yeah, so, very weird that Kate Spade died on the 5th and then on the 8th. Anthony Bourdain died the same way.
Yeah.
Suicide by hanging.
Yeah, maybe they both sold their soul to the devil at the same time.
Maybe.
And he came to collect.
I just want to know if he's looking for
the devil wanted a
souls,
handbag.
Because I've got one. Devil, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Or Illuminati, whatever it is. Can you make me bigger and better than Cardi B?
Can I say something?
Are you attempting to sell your soul to the devil live on air?
Only if he's buying. But I want stuff, so let's talk.
He's buying.
We're not doing a blood pact live on the air.
You don't know. Okay, this is freeform radio. It can go anywhere.
Can I say something quickly about the Illuminati?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
They're
but
bullshit.
Are you allowed to?
Yes, they've given me free reign.
Do you know
I'm part of the Illuminati.
Cool.
Actually.
He's my gateway.
Do you know that
can you
debunked?
Be my sponsor?
You know they were debunked last week on the BBC?
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that? BBC.
Fake news.
BBC. It's not real.
Anytime there's a fact I don't like, it's fake news.
Dude, the Illuminati started
out. So what were you going to say?
The Illuminati started out as three parody sci-fi books.
Listen, here's the thing about there are, first off, there are secret societies. And guess what their names are? You don't know because they're fucking secret.
The Oculus?
They're
I know
super
about the Oculus.
Fucking secret. The Illuminati is not a real thing. It's just a distraction. They're like, Jay-Z and all the, look at all, blah, 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 and Madonna. And it's like, come on. If it were actually like a real thing, like you think they're that fucking like, you think they're that fucking
first of
careless?
All, first of all, if
just
you look,
let all these secrets out?
I think hiding in plain sight is smart.
If the Illuminati was real, those Taco Bell commercials would have been
hilarious.
they're cashing in on people's mental health.
Exactly. Well, it's at least despicable. They know.
It's despicable.
Well, the advertising agency people know. Trust me, I've been in many ad agency offices. They know it's
up. Do you think Don Draper would have come up with that Illuminati ad?
Well, it was a different era.
That's what I think, too. I don't think Draper would. I don't think Draper would have
come up with that. He would just smack a couple of women and call it a day.
Do you think apples are the same as oranges? I think they're different. So do I. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That's what just happened. For those of you that didn't
If John Draper's living in this era, yeah, he would.
Don Draper is still writing ads.
Isn't he dead?
Don Draper could totally still be alive.
Did he
right
die
now.
In the end?
No, he never died.
No, but I mean in real life, is he?
No, Don Draper could still be alive.
Don
he could
Draper
be dead.
Could totally
it could
still be alive.
It could be either
because he was.
He could be 100.
He was in his 30s, and
he drinks martinis.
He was in his 30s in 69. No, in his he was 40.
You don't
in
die of martinis. That's for sure.
No,
you don't die of martinis.
No.
You die of drinking straight from the bottle.
I'm pretty sure Don Draper would
that
be
is pretty much
in his 80s right now. Don Draper would be in his 80s right now.
Yeah.
He'd be
yeah.
complaining about digitizing the.
Yeah, he would be.
With these artists.
Actually, he probably wouldn't be complaining. He would just do it.
He would just do it.
It's losers that complain about.
You think he'd adapt?
About the future, of course.
Of course he would. He's not Don Draper.
I know a Mad Men guy. I've worked with the. I do casting.
Yeah.
And so I work with ad agencies a lot.
I know an ad guy, too. You
and, do. And I know a guy. I know a guy who's from that era.
Griggs.
I know a guy who was like in his 20s.
No, Chris. Griggs. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean
no,
to cut
you off. No, it's okay. No, he was like in his 20s during that time, and now he's the owner of his own ad agency.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name him.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
I mean, like, trust me, when he walks in, he's hands-on, too. Like,
yeah.
He comes to callbacks.
Yeah.
He fucking, like, and it's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
And he's like, he, like, comes in, shakes his dick around, not physically.
Not literally,
I mean,
yeah.
He might, I don't know.
Should I call HR?
Piss a little bit on the office.
HR, if you're listening, like, call 718-928-9732.
He's like, I am HR. Fuck you.
Yeah.
He told
it's me, a hand job reach around, HR.
He told my client, he goes, I think you're going to do a good job for me. And if you ever fuck me over, I'll break your knees.
Nice. Right.
So, you know.
Man
so we
knows.
Try to do a good job for him.
Oh, you break
that
your knees.
Sounds like something Roger Sterling would say.
Do we want to explore this?
The Bourdain?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You shared this. This is a list.
First, you might want to tell people who Anthony Bourdain is in case they don't read.
Oh, well, I mean, do you think anybody doesn't know?
Some people might not. Just
hey,
give a little.
I met someone last night who didn't know who Drew Barrymore and Rick Moranis was. It's possible, all right?
And they were 28 years old. Does that make you feel old?
Now I'm 35.
But they didn't know who Drew Barrymore was.
They're just stupid.
They're 28.
Yeah, I mean,
you're 35.
Or maybe they grew up in the forest. I don't know.
No.
He said he wasn't allowed to watch movies when he was a kid.
Well, that'll do it then.
Okay,
no,
fuck that guy was weird.
I
thought you were old.
I'm old.
Only you, not me.
Whatever.
Just you.
No, I feel great.
No,
I'm 21.
She made a blood pact. She's ageless.
Yeah, yeah. But I really want to re-up some terms, so contact me.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we renegotiate some of those
I
terms?
I am not summoning Satan to call up.
All right. Look, it doesn't have to be Satan. It could be a good angel. It doesn't have to be a dark angel. No. Just anybody.
Good angels don't negotiate with terrorists.
Okay, well, you know what? Then maybe I'm going to need some
that
dark
might
lords.
Be the name.
Angels don't negotiate with terrorists. I'll write it.
Dude, I got a lot of these.
You got a lot of them.
Yeah,
that sounds like a name of an album.
It's the sake I'm drinking.
It's inspirational sake, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's from Japan.
They got a lot of angels in Japan?
No. Angels don't exist. Come on.
I was hanging out at Richard's house one day, and I will say this every time you're on because I don't know why, and I don't remember the quote directly, but it was something like this. So we had ordered some terrible food, and he got some chicken from this terrible place, and then he's like, I'm going to heat it up because I think it's cold, and then he poured his wine on it, just like he was drinking wine, and he poured his wine.
Sometimes I do that. It's a true story.
On this food before he put it in the microwave, and then he goes, well, it's either going to be better or it's not. And he puts it in. And I just loved it because he was so confident that it was either going to be better or it's not.
That's
I mean, it was pretty bad. Like, you know, like those places like in Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx, I guess, where like, you know, they just like, they have like, they're like a broke man's KFC, if such a thing is Really?
What, you mean like Kennedy fried chicken.
No, that place is actually good. So that's why I didn't want to say that.
Crown fried chicken.
Those places are fine. No, they're always called something. They're like even less than, they're like half of that.
Chicken. So,
Chick-fil-A? Yeah.
No, Chick-fil-A is amazing. Even though I don't care if they hate gays.
During Pride Month, no less.
First off,
turn them down.
Phones are going off. They're firing you.
Hold on. First off, they don't hate gays.
You just lost some jobs.
They don't hate gays.
Oh, hey now.
And it's
they wouldn't make a cake. I'll tell you that.
They wouldn't make a chicken cake.
No chicken.
They wouldn't make no chicken cake for my birthday. What?
You know what their secret is in the taste?
Cocks. Ground up cocks.
Well, yeah. But you know what their other secret is?
What?
Tears?
Tear gas.
Of turtles.
Oh,
turtles?
Poor turtles.
Turtle tears.
Turtles take so long to cry.
Sad. I know. Well, that's how they live
poor
longer.
Poor babies.
She once showed me a video of a turtle orgasm. And that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh my God, I want to pull it up right now. It's the best.
So their secret is, you ready for this?
Yeah. The secret.
Pickle Click. Brining. They pickle brine the fucking...
Oh, that makes sense. That actually makes sense. I remember before I turned vegan that it tasted like pickles. Yeah, totally.
They pickle
it
brine
them. It kind of would make the... Oh, see, I can't say it. It tastes good to me now because it's like,
You don't like chicken. But if you were like chicken, you would like it, right?
Yeah, no. I can understand that, yeah.
I don't care about someone's politics. Like, for example, Woody Allen, probably piece of shit. But I like his movies. And I like...
I've never seen Annie Hall, actually.
It's good. You should see it. You like it.
I like Zelig. You ever see Zelig?
Nope.
What?
What are we listening to?
Turtles fucking.
Ooh.
This is like, you know, Secret of the Ooze.
That's Cardi B.
I think that is Cardi B.
You in the club, I get paid a fee. You say, ghost, bitch, I'm who you trying to be. Cardi B.
I'm making money. Moves.
Look at how unimpressed the woman is.
Is this the most boring?
Look at how much
ever?
Work he's doing for himself.
There it is.
Someone's voicing that.
Right?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either, but I hear it's real.
Why does it sound like he's crying?
I don't know. Why does his mouth look like a vagina? Because he's a turtle.
I would not put my dick inside a turtle's mouth.
It looks
good. Don't.
First of all.
Please don't rape animals, everybody
all,
in America.
No, but I mean, like, if it asked me to, if it could talk.
Why would a turtle?
No, wait. And there's a turtle.
So if your mouth gets in a turtle's mouth, I'm not impressed.
They have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles parody porno.
Oh, he fell.
Where they bang April O'Neil. Now, this raises the question.
Ooh.
Did one of them actually want to bang April?
Probably all
I
of them.
I would think so.
Yeah, they're teenage boys.
All of them. Yeah. I wanted them to bang her.
She was cute, you know?
She was.
Yeah.
And she was legal.
Yeah.
But those turtles weren't legal, though.
Not technically.
Because they were teenage.
No, they were teenage. They were teenage. Now, Master Splinter, he could have hit that.
They could have been 18.
April O'Neil gets fucked by a big fan. Oh, there's a porn star named April O'Neil.
Of course there is.
Of course.
That sucks.
No, type
it
in.
Sure does.
No, type in Teenage Mutant. This ain't Teenage Mutant Ninjas.
I see how
10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
30 fucking minutes.
I just wanted to say that I see on your phone, on the back of it, mm-hmm. you have a little slot for your credit card and ID.
Yeah.
So you're just like losing them all at once.
Or? Yeah. Yeah, that's the plan.
It's a very good plan.
This is just sex. I don't want the sex. I want the storyline. For what?
Oh, yeah. This has no storyline.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I've seen a Cinema Snob review this. There is no storyline.
Big Shuck.
She's just wearing yellow.
Wait, what'd you say?
Hey,
Big Shuck.
Pass me some pizza. Okay, Michelangelo. I've already got a pepperoni. It's long and green, and it's in my pants. But we don't wear pants. We don't?
That's good.
Nope, we go more commando than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Rock out with my cock out, dude.
That's the fucking best part.
Michelangelo.
Everybody be quiet. This is my favorite part.
Trump. Thanks for tuning in to Channel 69 News. This is April O'Neil signing and getting off.
I would watch
porn
this.
Porn parodies are
great. We're watching it right now.
Porn parodies are great.
Best porn.
A self-referential fucking porn parody?
Pizza guy porn.
pizza weird, guy though. Porn?
Pizza guy shows up. Hot girl doesn't have enough to pay for the pizza. They have sex. And no one ever gets to eat the pizza. I bet there's a dumpster behind every studio in Porn Valley filled with cum and uneaten pizza.
What the fuck? Worst actors ever. These should be in Twilight.
And where is that,
Liked it.
Talk about dumpster diving. I mean, you know.
Unfollowed it.
Talk about dumpster diving.
Blocked it.
It was great.
This is amazing. Oh my god, screenshot.
Why don't you guys just fuck already and get it over with?
Oh yes, femdom.
Wait a second. Splinter is a woman?
An angry lady.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, that's Shredder.
Low spreader.
Yeah, you're right. I fucking. How dare you? I had it right in my head and then I followed you because you had a penis.
Horny.
Wow, Shredder is in the lair.
Now, 10-inch mutant ninja turtles, prepare to get cucked.
Cucked?
Too late, dude.
What do you call her,
dude?
Been
cut down there?
Yep, by our teenage mutant ninja rabbi.
Bummer.
Rabbi.
Wow.
I like how the music sounds like Power
Rangers. Ninjutsu Kaki!
I like how it's terrible. This is some plot. This is a lot more plot than I thought we were going to get when you said there was no plot.
This is the most amazing fight scene I've ever seen.
Said Alyssa Milano.
I feel so bad for anybody that isn't getting to see this amazing mutant on ninja action that I'm seeing right now.
Excuse me. Is this where we sign up for Fight Club?
Casey Jones.
Who's Casey Jones?
First rule of sewer Fight Club is don't step in the poop. Yeah. Hey, babe.
Who wrote this?
Hey, nice stick.
Probably Randy West.
Nice you like stick.
It? How about a game of one-on-one?
This is strong.
I've
had enough.
I think they can handle it themselves.
I wanted to wait until they have sex again.
Just skip to it.
No, I want them.
I don't know if they actually have sex.
No,
I think they're going to have sex in this scene.
I think this is just like a bad comedy.
Baby battery.
No, they're going
to
have sex.
Watch. These two have to have sex in like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We got a boob grab.
I love grabbing boobs.
Yeah. Now they're going to get undressed. They're going to get undressed.
He's got gloves on. All right. We're definitely going
to
get distracted.
We'll see how long it takes for them to get to having sex.
Now,
and then we'll turn it off.
Have you heard of the Wizard of Oz one?
No. It's a porn?
Wizard of Oz, a porn parody. It has a song in it about the Tin Man being gay.
And we got an erect penis in her mouth.
I thought they were all
gay.
The song is so fucking funny. It doesn't even belong
to
the
Tin Man's gay?
Yeah.
Do you remember how it goes, the lyrics?
I do not remember. You could put it on, though.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to find this. That's a lot.
No, you'll find it.
What is it? Gay Tin Man?
Just type in Wizard of Oz porn.
Porn.
And then the gay song.
Song.
Go on. Basically, yeah. If I wasn't gay.
Yeah. I could eat a lot of pussy. I could rim a lot of coochie if I wasn't so gay.
It's actually.
If I didn't like the car, I can't find it.
Just type in the Wizard of Oz porn.
Because Gay Tin Man.
Just type in the Wizard of Oz itself. And then you know how you can click on the screenshots, the thumbnail.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You can click on a thumbnail.
He's teaching her the internet.
The Lion Song, Wizard of Oz argument.
It might be Lion Song. I think it is.
You know what really
it
works.
Is,
you know,
the Lion Song.
If
you know,
I only had a brain, no.
You know what really works on radio.
I wonder what is happening. I'm okay. Could this be a catastrophe or am I turning gay?
He wonders what is happening. He hopes that he's okay.
I love the Disney chorus.
Or is he turning gay? Are you gay?
I don't know.
Are you gay?
Could be so.
This is great.
Because every time I close my eyes, I think of Mars and Venus. And every time
Venus.
I start to dream, I want to suck a...
Hey, look! A big red apple!
If you're gay, it doesn't matter. Just think of all the friends that you can gather.
Lots of them.
If you're queer, then never fear. Instead of the front, you hit the rear.
This is too well made.
Oh, so good.
This is a porn?
Yeah.
No.
I want to work with these people.
Fast forward.
No, it's on YouTube. It can't be.
Could this be a catastrophe or am I turning gay?
He wonders what is happening.
This
he
is the only part
okay.
I can show
could this be a catastrophe or is a lion?
take their blind chitters.
I wonder what has happened, Moon. I hope that I'm okay. Could this be a catastrophe or am I turning gay?
Oh, it just started again. Weird. Okay, so I really need to find out if that's really a porn.
It really is.
It sounds like it must have been his first.
No, I guarantee it.
His first month of musical theater school.
First of all, I can tell you, Nina Hartley is in the movie as Annie Am, and she gives a blowjob in black and white.
So when I little story, when I went to I came to New York for the first time in 2002, I did go to a musical theater school for a year, and it was called AMDA, and one of their unofficial catchphrases was, "Gay by May, the AMDA way." Because like most people who go to...
What happened to June?
she became gay too. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I feel bad for August.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's like, you know, musical theater school, most guys in musical theater usually are...
So kinda, yeah. Have you heard that they're using theater for conversion camps?
Yeah, bad move.
Isn't that the dumbest thing?
Oh my god,
ever?
It really yeah. is porn.
Yeah, of course.
And somehow Strawberry Shortcake showed up.
Porn is just getting like, they're getting better and
this
better.
This is a fucking acting. Amazing.
It's one of the best you could ever watch.
That was like better than most of the musicals I saw last year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that I would like, maybe I'm turning gay. I don't know.
Am I turning gay?
Am I turning gay?
Oh my god, I love that.
Was it as good as The Wiz?
Maybe better.
I haven't seen The Wiz.
You never seen The Wiz?
I don't know any of the music.
It's ease on down the road.
Wait, that's just from that?
Yeah.
That's just from that?
That's from The Wiz.
No.
Yes.
It's got to be from other stuff, too.
No, that's from The Wiz.
Ease on down
the road.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never heard it before.
You've never seen The Wiz either.
No, I have seen The Wiz. I've heard that song before.
My sister made me watch The Wiz for the first time.
But that's got to be another song. It's not just from The Wiz.
No, that's from The Wiz. Mm. And it's been sampled.
A lot of music actually in popular culture back from the earlier days was like musical music.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, almost every song Frank Sinatra sang is from a musical.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because back then, you could people went to musicals like they go to movies now. Plays the musicals. You can go to them for like $10.
Do you know in the still?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know in the still?
But that was a lot back then.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like
if you're less. Going for $10, that's a lot.
No, but I mean, like, maybe it was less. Maybe it was less. But I know it's cheap. It was very, very cheap.
Did you know that in the still of the night actually was not the original song and it was a play song?
It was fuck you.
It was fuck off. No. That it was.
Fucking off.
All the night. I love rush round. We're all in love.
But originally, the song just went in the still of the night and then went completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that was totally a play song.
A what?
Oh, from a play.
Yeah.
A play or a musical?
Musical, yeah.
Okay, because plays usually don't have songs.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I fucked
up. At least the original songs. Like, they might have music in them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So people know when, like, the scene's changing and how to feel. Music teaches you how to, tells you how to feel.
Yeah, oh, that's the crazy thing.
That's what it does.
Music, that's what it does.
It just tells you how to feel.
Am I not feeling enough?
Are you not? I don't know.
No, I feel. I couldn't feel anymore.
Frank,
how do you feel right now?
I feel free.
Well, let's do something about that.
Let's have a key change.
Are you trying to convert me?
I might be gay.
We're all so gay.
Show We're me all cats on Broadway. Gay.
Then you'll definitely be gay.
Seriously.
There's no gayer place than Broadway.
Good thing no one's.
Great. Now we've got 15 minutes. 15 more minutes.
Little facts. I'm starting to become good with the facts now. So do you know why there's so many gays? And this isn't a joke. It's just a fact.
What?
It sounds like I'm setting up a joke.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is getting really crazy.
Taken off the air. Yeah.
No, but do you know why there's so many gays in like the musical theater?
In musical theater? Okay. Because
they're better than others.
Because back in the days of touring.
Back in the days of the gays, they were touring.
Back in the touring, when they first started like touring around, you know, all the straight dudes were fucking the girls and getting them pregnant. So it was a big problem. So they decided just to start casting gays so that, you know, because when you're on tour and you're with a beautiful lady,
it's a conflict of interest.
What are you going to do? You're going to put your dick in them.
Yeah.
And back then, it's like you had to have the baby. Now we have, like, you know, birth control and like abortion and stuff, you know.
So how come bands weren't like that then?
Well, because bands are dudes.
But they didn't think that, like, the bands fucking the groupies was a conflict of interest?
No, because they're groupies. They just get new groupies.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, no.
All because the groupies weren't integral to the band's productivity.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, you just pay them off, you know.
But what about a band like Jefferson Starship, where she, like, had sex with everybody in the band?
Everybody?
Yeah, she did. She claims she did.
Well, but she didn't get pregnant.
She didn't keep it.
But, like, I mean, like, even if she did, it's like they could just, like, take off a few months. You know, they could figure it out. It's like if you're in a show, though, it's like there's a very defined schedule.
Yeah.
You know, you can't fuck around.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
like, and it's like, you know, you gained 5 pounds, like, you're out. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's also different with a band. Like, the people creating the band created the band. It's not like somebody cast the band.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If she cast.
Some bands do get cast by A&R guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, but we're not talking about that. You mentioned Jefferson. Yeah. I don't think that
they're usually all the same sex, too. I mean, I don't know how many bands are actually cast that
Partridge Family.
Sexes.
Partridge Family, yeah.
That's it.
And
the Osmonds.
Well, then the Partridge Family have, like, is that the one with Mama Cass?
No,
that's the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay.
And they did mess around.
Except for Mama Cass.
Except for Mama, yeah.
See?
Which is what killed her.
What killed her?
I'm pretty sure it was a ham sandwich.
No, it was not getting sex.
Did she kill herself?
Do you know that
she died?
You know,
eating.
This is weird. Do you know supposedly true, I think she actually did get a little bit of a hex put on her. Because
well, I guess I'll have to move my important notes over. Go on.
Okay. So there's a story about Mama Cass to where she was warned not to keep eating ham.
What?
Yeah. She was warned to stop eating meat.
You fucking serious?
Yeah, look it up.
Who said that? Come on, this is like Ranker.
It was on the Behind the Music.
Yeah, but so what? People say all kinds of shit. What are you gonna do? Fucking be like, okay.
Have you ever heard the story about Waylon Jennings?
No.
Okay, Waylon Jennings. He was supposed to go on the bus the day the music died. Not the bus, the plane. The day the music died, but they made him go on a tour bus instead. And he says, he said,
"Whoa!
I hope your plane fucking crashes."
Mama Cass Restaurants is one of the food-based companies in Nigeria. Why would Mama Cass be a restaurant?
That is weird.
Because someone just fucking. Because people think you should.
Okay, so Waylon Jennings, right, was supposed to get on the plane, but they didn't let him get on the plane. So he says, "I hope your fucking plane crashes." And then he said, "I hope your bus crashes." Waylon Jennings still.
Oh, she died of a drug overdose. She didn't try eating it. It wasn't.
Ooh, Mama Cass?
Yeah.
Did we shift realities? Because I'm pretty sure that's bullshit.
Mama Cass Elliott of the Mamas and the Papas choked to death on a ham sandwich is the claim.
The trees are brown.
And the H is gray.
Hey. And I choked on a sandwich.
This is dark.
I love bacon.
This is offensive. although many rumors swirled in the wake of the sudden death of 33-year-old Mama Cass Elliott on 29 July 1974, that she died... blah, 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 whatever. What the fuck? That she died from drug overdose. The FBI had plotted to assassinate her, that she was pregnant with John Lennon's child. The one that has become permanently entwined in her image is that she choked to death on a ham sandwich. The legend has a particularly cruel irony in that Cass's weight was fodder for many brutish jokes about her physical appearance, and the choking rumor fostered the impression that she had somehow brought death upon herself through her gluttony. Even the minor details of the rumor were unkind to her legend. She supposedly choked to death on a sandwich, a cheap pedestrian form of food. And the main ingredient of the sandwich was ham, which comes from pigs, an animal to whom overweight people are frequently likened. According to the biography Dream a Little Dream of Me, it was Dr. It was Dr. Anthony Greenberg, the first physician to examine Cass Elliott after her death, who mistakenly sowed the seeds of the choked on a ham sandwich legend. Wow, so it started with a fucking ham.
Well, you know who did go? Who did die off of choking on a sandwich?
Oh,
Elvis.
Yeah.
On a toilet.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah.
My grandfather actually played with Elvis. He was in the original...
With his penis?
No, he was in the original backup band at Sun Records. It's true. His name is Brad Suggs. Mom's side of the family, and he knew his doctor. He said he was eating a hamburger, choked on eating a hamburger on the toilet. No, that's true.
Wow. Yeah. So wait, if Mama Cass didn't die from that ham sandwich, then why have we been thinking that our whole entire life?
Because people say what people
Shane Baird was a genie.
Yeah. People also believe that, Jesus is real. I don't know. I mean, like,
the Shroud of Turin.
There's the third one.
There's the third one. I was saying to her just the other day that the Shroud of Turin is real, and I looked this up. They say it's fake because there's fibers that aren't real, but you know what they found out?
The fibers
came out from the medieval times because they tried to repair the Shroud.
What's the Shroud?
The Shroud of Turin.
What's that?
The Jesus is what he was buried in.
Oh, who cares? It's all bullshit.
Who cares?
I love how everyone argues if Jesus was real or not. And even in God's Not Dead, they argue it.
It would be so much more obvious. You think an all-powerful being, I'm sorry.
Oh, Elvis died of constipation. Better. He didn't die of eating a sandwich. He died of constipation.
Well,
what? He shit himself to death?
This is what he looked like before he died of constipation. Whoop, hold on.
Whoa.
How do you die of constipation?
Burst a blood vessel? Aneurysm?
It's been widely reported
that Elvis Presley died in 1977 from cardiac arrhythmia and irregular heartbeat, possibly brought on by drug dependency, obesity, and a weak heart. But the music legend, longtime friend and physician, Dr. George Nick Nikopoulos, has put the pen to paper on the first time and revealed his belief that it was chronic constipation that actually killed the king of rock and roll. After he died, we weren't sure of the exact cause of death, so I continued to do some research, and I had some doctors call me from different places and different med schools. We're doing research on constipation and different problems that you can get into with it. I just want to get the story straight. It all made sense with the new research that was done. And now retired Memphis MD told Pop-Tarts Dr. Nick was by Presley's side for the last 12 years of his life and tried to resuscitate him the day he died. He recently released the book The King and Dr. Nick about his time with the King and his theory on the death.
Always knew Elvis was full of shit.
We didn't realize until the autopsy that the constipation was as bad. We knew it was bad because it was hard for us to treat, but we didn't realize that it had what it had done. The doctor explains of Elvis's condition. We just assumed that the constipation was secondary to the meds and that he was taking for the arrhythmic pain for his insomnia. Wow.
It's 6 o'clock. It's 6 a.m. and I can't take a shit.
Oh my god. His colon was 5 to 6 inches in diameter and it's normally supposed to be like 2-3.
Yeah. That's because he was
Was he still constipating?
But he had like
because of the medication.
8 to 9 feet of colon.
I might be gay, yeah. I might be gay.
Well, I went to the shitter in the middle of the night. I might be gay,
yeah.
That's so bad.
I might be gay, yeah. I can't shit.
So what the fuck was he eating? What was he eating?
Haven't you seen peanut butter?
Banana sandwiches.
Jelly, banana.
So bananas constipate you.
Why?
Well, no, they're not. There's fiber.
They're potassium.
No, look it up. They constipate you. That's what killed. It was the bananas. The bananas are what did in Elvis.
The Banana Republic.
It wasn't the drugs.
The Banana Republic.
It was the Banana Republic.
Secret,
oh my God.
Secret Society of Bananas.
The Secret
and
Society is named Gap. I figured it out. Mind the Gap.
Bum, 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 bum,
fall into the Gap.
They do. Why did they tell you to fall into the Gap?
Because they want you to be members of the General Association of People.
The General Association of People?
That's right. It's a secret society.
That's the broadest term I've ever heard.
As you were.
You keep it secret by keeping it broad.
I keep broad secrets.
We're the General Association of People. You'll never see your family again. Unless you want to. But you shouldn't.
But you should.
You're joining a cult. Are you going to die? Don't die.
Maybe.
You're not constipated, are you?
Can you stay alive for the next, 6 minutes?
All right.
Do you need to go to the toilet?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, all right.
I just have a scratchy throat.
Put a dick in it.
Okay. That was fast.
Yeah.
So,
I might be gay.
So, okay, Mama Cass and Elvis, you just gave us two different ulterior deaths that we did not know, right? What other musical celebrity has died in a way that we were not told correctly?
Well, why don't we just go straight to it? Who killed Anthony Bourdain?
Well, it wasn't Kate Spade.
Do you think he died on a fishbone?
No, hold on. Everybody,
is that a lyric?
Did he eat a fishbone?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be horrible? It's like, no, he can't die of a fishbone. It has to be suicide.
Well, no, it was a murder. It was a hanging murder, suicide.
Yeah, it's probably a murder.
If it's a conspiracy, it's
a conspiracy, right? Would it be like Breaking Bad with Ryzen? Where you put Ryzen in the dude, then he dies on his own. Then you
ruined Breaking Bad for me again. What happened? I mean,
no.
Spoiler alert.
No, there's no way I could have ruined that because that you're farther than that.
No, I've already seen how it ends, so it doesn't matter.
I've seen
it's
one
been
episode.
Ruined.
Yeah, you know about the Ryzen then.
No, what happens?
Okay, so Ryzen is this Ryzen is this drug that you get it from plant that you put in someone's drink, and it gives them a heart attack, and it's untraceable.
Mm, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's untraceable.
Okay.
Well, what does that have to do with Anthony Bourdain hanging himself?
Well, yeah. Let's say, well, if you were going to use a conspiracy that somebody was murdered during a hanging, then you could say, like, well, what if they were given Ryzen, and then that's when they were hung up, so that way there's no fight, there's no struggle. Because how could you break in and have a fight with somebody and hang them? There would be evidence all over the place.
All I'm going to say, he just seemed too confident and too, like, with it to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he just...
Well, confident with it, people can do it, but I still don't think he did.
Can, but he just doesn't, you know, like, he's...
Well, what...
You know what, for me...
I don't think life was getting worse for him.
Nobody knows what his motive was yet, right? It still hasn't come out?
Well, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, what about Spade? Does anybody know what her motive was?
No.
Well, but I don't care
I thought it was finance.
She was in fashion. It makes sense.
But she's the person who died.
I mean, dude, fashion, like, they all want to kill themselves. That's very, like...
For me...
That's very, like...
I'll know if he did it or not if he left money for the maid. I think Anthony Bourdain is the kind of guy who would leave money for the maid if he was going to commit suicide.
I like that. You thought that out.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I did think that.
I like that.
Yeah. And if he didn't, then it's murder.
Okay.
And it was also in France. I mean, in a nice part of France, doing what he loves...
Yeah,
I mean, like life just got better for him. It didn't get worse.
So let me ask you.
It doesn't make sense. Like, let me take a break from filming to go do this.
Who would have wanted to take him out?
Well,
the pedophiles.
Have you seen his show?
According to the internet.
Oh, no, that's not far-fetched at all. He was, like really, like, talking about, like, some... He really crossed a lot of political lines in his shows. Talking about, like, you know, like, it's very possible that he pissed... the wrong person off, or the wrong group of people off.
But I mean, how social political can you get on a cooking show?
You can get political.
He was getting that political.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to foreign countries, you can get very political.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well,
international politics.
And not all countries have freedom. Like there's many countries that will kill you for less.
Okay.
Right. Like you know. So I mean, he could have pissed somebody off that like. Like you know, for example, if you piss the cartel off in Mexico, they'll kill you here.
Yeah,
they got plenty of
guys.
Oh, they have. Some people say that they have a stronger footing in the United States than they do in Mexico. So
really,
you know, it's possible. That's what they say.
Speaking of stronger footing, where can we find you?
Yeah,
I'm at Richard Jordan Casting on Instagram. That's the best place to find me. And if you want to send me a message, i.e., hate mail. You can DM me there.
Can I send you a carrier pigeon?
Yeah, but I'm not.
Where do you live?
I'm not. You know where I live.
I know.
That I'm not saying that on the air.
Man, what was that?
You didn't hear anything.
No, I didn't hear an ad.
No, it wasn't an ad. I accidentally opened my game.
You're playing games.
I've just got problems.
Where can we find entertainment enough?
No. Where can we find you, Frank? I'm sorry.
You can find me at the Crown on the Triple Crown on Tuesday at 6:30. Do another show there. The shows have been great. Check it out.
And you can check me out at Satanic Bingo next Sunday for Pride. Yes, exactly. Come check us out. We're at Bazaar Bar every other Sunday from 7. Actually, next time we'll be opening the doors at 8, so the show will probably start at 9. So it'll be later for summer.
Because
now you can finally get
dark.
What?
It has to be dark for Satan to come out.
Yeah. Also, I think like it's summer, so who wants to go out if it's not, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show, Richard Jordan.
No
just Richard. Thank you for co-hosting Francis Zemel.
No problem. Thank you, Face Girl.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm Face Girl here every Saturday at 7, and you can check me out on Dunsun at 3 every single Saturday here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Right now, we're taking a selfie with Richard Jordan. Check out La Sirena, and also check out FreeDariusNow.com. Also, do some things that are activist-based. And I've got a secret to tell everybody, so if you're still here, I will...